You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc., and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Wow.
I got mine right today.
You did.
I almost got yours wrong. I want to switch it around.
Yeah, like
Bloomington Realtors, F.C. Tucker. You know.
You can just say F.C. Tucker.
Sponsors.
It's okay. Yeah.
Our guest today is the star, though.
The star.
That's right.
Wow, I like that.
It is Zach with Panama's Property Service. That's
yes.
ppscontractors.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you very much for having me on the show today.
It's been a while since you've been on. Yeah.
It has been. I believe it was about a year.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, a little less, but okay.
Well,
you've
changed. You've expanded.
Have expanded and growing as always. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the main focus. Southern Indiana, stay diverse.
Absolutely. So we were talking before we even started a little bit that you're doing some remodeling.
Yes. Yeah. Right now we're doing a lot of kitchen and bathroom remodels. It's been a big focus, of course, of our wintertime projects and interior work. We do a lot of trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, tile, hardwood flooring. So all the things associated, around a full home remodel, but a lot of focus nowadays are on kitchen and bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So that's where our focus has tended to be lately.
I was going to say, every HGTV show I see, they got bathroom crashers and kitchen crashers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two places people will focus on first.
Yes, I mean, just being a realtor, kitchens and baths, those sell houses, bring comfort to the homeowners, knowing that they have a fully functional kitchen, a fully functional and comfortable bathroom that they can prepare themselves in the morning and tackle the day. That's a big focus and a big part of our business.
Well, and I think kitchens are just such the hub of a house.
Right.
I mean, when you have a party, people congregate in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. When, any mealtime, it's always comforting, like you said. So you want it to be comfortable and useful. And I think so many of the older kitchens are no longer useful. We're created in such a way that it was aesthetically pleasing, I guess, but not really functional.
Well, maybe aesthetically pleasing for the time.
Times, yes. There's a time stamp on a lot of those kitchens.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to – I'm not trying to say that, the builders back in the day were just stupid.
For that time, for that time period, they were functional and, they were, like you said, aesthetically pleasing. But now, everything wants an open floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
You want, all of these things. And so – that's where you're going to put your focus is on that kitchen remodel.
No, and that era of construction, the theory and the thought behind it was that the kitchen needs to be a separate area for preparing food only, and then there are functional gathering areas. Well, now you hear nothing that, when I want to have a party, I want to entertain in my kitchen.
Right.
So the kitchen's turned into a functional area, but also an entertaining area as well. And so we like to elaborate that and expand and open those things up and give people that I don't want to say new age, but new age open concept feel that this generation looks for.
That's awesome. Cool. I love that you're doing that now. And you also were talking about you do a lot of commercial maintenance.
Yes. No. Originally, when I started the company, that was a big focus. We got in with some great development companies, and so we've now adapted our services to be that one-call contractor for a multifamily apartment complex and brought that trend on to residential homeowners as well. And so we have a full-time landscaping crew that does all commercial mowing and general mulching and other, bed cleanups, gutter cleanings, power washing, windows, doors, siding, all of that type of stuff for the general maintenance that happens at multifamily units. And then we also have snow removal removal clients, and we have 8 trucks that run the city, pushing snow in the winters, laying salt, and then taking care of the lawn and landscaping aspect of it, because a lot of the commercial multifamily managers, they don't want to deal with multiple contractors. Mm-hmm. And so right. we try to bring that sense of reliability, and just in general, it's less paperwork, it's less insurance work for all of these managers to maintain different contractors. And so we try to be that one-stop call.
That's awesome. Well, and I imagine that this time of year, it's kind of a double-edged sword for you.
Most definitely.
Well, yeah. Because I'm thinking you pray for snow, so you're busy, but you pray to not have snow so you're not too busy, because sometimes, I mean,
there's balance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it never fails. I always feel so bad for – I try to stay out of the way of the snow plows and the people plowing, because –
I wish there were more of you out there.
Number one, you people are tired.
Oh, right.
And you're up late, and you're up early, mm-hmm. and you're up all night, and I mean, you're just up all the time.
Uh-huh. No, so. it gets crazy. The biggest part for us is preparation,
right.
You know, acquiring salt. We also have, for some of our commercial clients that aren't interested in the salt that gets tracked into the entryways and
oh,
stuff,
yeah, absolutely.
We also have liquid calcium chloride spray units and things like
wow.
that. So to be able to match the equipment and the resources needed for the storm approaching is, I'd say, 75% of the battle for sure. us. But it allows us to, once again, be that one call for those customers that really need us and need mm-hmm. their tenants to get out of that parking lot and get to work. So it's a need, but yes, it can be overwhelming at times, but luckily we're set up to where we have a fantastic group of carpenters
That's
that
great.
Are continuing on our construction mm-hmm. projects. And then our guys running the snow removal, are, you know, to where we can still maintain the progression on our projects and still take care of our commercial customers.
Well, and that's one of the things I've always admired about what you do, in particular with Panama's Property Service, is because you guys, you do a lot of extra training.
Yes.
You make sure that you have the right techniques and your
yes.
people know how to drive these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you've
yeah.
seen them.
Oh, I know.
We've all seen people that shouldn't
mm-hmm.
be in a plow.
No.
It's usually I don't let anybody drive until they're 2-3 years with us before they're actually taking the wheel and giving
right.
them their own truck. Because like there is a lot of damage that can
oh
be done,
gosh.
And it takes an experienced person. And not to mention, I'd like my trucks to come back in one piece.
That would be
exactly.
I mean, not only pleasing the customers, but yet bringing back the trucks in one piece is, you know, it
a
is
plus.
A task.
Yeah.
It is a task and a plus. Yep.
Well, and one of the things I was thinking is, you know, if you already maintain their landscape, which is, this
mm-hmm.
is usually a tricky thing,
mm-hmm.
is that you also know where that landscape is when it's
yeah.
covered by snow.
Exactly.
You know where their curbs are and their sidewalks are. Because
mm-hmm.
so many times, especially, I used to be a property manager. And, you know, if you call
mm-hmm.
some random person, they don't know where your
yeah,
medians
no
are,
idea.
And suddenly you see there. Well, there was a tree there,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
did you not see it?
that's the biggest thing. We, you know, if we take over landscaping on a property, we want the snow removal, because we've been in a situation where
mm-hmm.
we've only had the snow removal,
right.
or only had the landscaping contract, and when we've shown up in the spring, we've had lots of repair work to do,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, not everybody in the snow removal business takes time to. You know, it's a lot of move the snow and
mm-hmm.
get out of there. But in all reality, you have to think past that, because you have to think of where the placement of the snow is, where
mm-hmm.
you're going to stack
mm-hmm.
it at, because
right.
is it going to melt tomorrow? Is it going to melt a month from now? Where's that melt going to drain to? Then when it refreezes? And so there is way more planning and preparation when even once you get to the site of knowing strategically where you're going to place all these snow piles
mm-hmm.
to not create confusion or inconveniences down the road. And so it takes an experienced eye to analyze a parking lot and then assess
right.
where those piles need to be.
And that's awesome. I love that you're talking like that.
Right.
And you know, those questions come to mind, because as a property manager in the past, I remember
mm-hmm.
having snow removed and it was like all pushed against our retaining wall, what did it do to my retaining wall? I had to have it fixed
collapses.
Because
Absolutely.
It pushed it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Zach from Panama's Property Service.
Yes.